Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks to Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, for sponsoring this episode. Head to factormeals.com/skim50 and use the code SKIM50 to get 50% off. Hey, everybody. This is Skim, and I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And it is our first episode since Christmas.
Yes.
2 days away.
Ago. Last episode for the year, which is really weird.
Is it? Oh, yeah. We won't have another one till next.
Correct. Till 2024.
Weird. Weird. No, that seems crazy. This is episode 131. So since 2018, fall of that year, late or early winter when we got home from BlizzCon, we have done that many episodes.
That's awesome.
Feels like we've missed a few.
We've missed a lot, but yeah. We do it when we can.
We do it when we can, but we're happy to be here today. We hope you all had a great Christmas.
Merry after Christmas.
That's right. With friends, family, the British, they got that whole Boxing Day bull crap.
Carter's been working on that. She's cleaning out her room.
Is she doing that as a... an homage to that, or is she doing it because she just has a messy room?
It's because she's got a little time off from work.
Oh. All right. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, it went all right. Actually, you know what? I think it was
a good year.
Pound for pound, maybe my favorite Christmas year in a while, and I'm not sure why.
I think it was because we didn't... We made sure that the day was spread out. We had breakfast and some presents, and then we had... Nick and B stay over Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then we had breakfast with them.
Yep.
And Carter. And then later in the day, we had Taylor and Dylan come. And then we had dinner. And then Nick and B left for a while to go be with her family for just a little while. And then come back. And yep. Then we did the fire pit and dinner. And like it was
and
kind
played
of.
Played video games and hung out. And Kim made like a massive spread of like.
A charcuterie spread.
Food. Yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of stayed out. And then when we'd go back up to do, I'd pull out all the refrigerated things again. And we had, you know, everything from pickled items to nuts and cheeses and meats. And
yeah.
Taylor brought deviled eggs that were insanely good.
And you had pickled beans.
I had pickled green beans.
I ate a lot of those for some reason. I don't know why.
Because they were good.
Yeah, they're really good. I couldn't stop eating them. I like pickled food in general, but those were like something about them. And they, you know, they just stayed on that table all night, so it's nothing you have to worry about.
There were cookies and crackers and everything.
Yep. And then we had the baby's hair, of course. They were great as always. So this year's funny. I've been doing the Santa Claus costume thing since 95, 96 maybe, since Tay was little. And, here we are all those years later, and I'm still doing it. Thankfully, I'm a little thinner than some years. That made me happy. But I also wore a pillow that gave me like a big old front butt. And that was weird, and no one liked it. But it would made for good cushioning for the kids to sit on, I suppose. But anyway, that went pretty well. I thought it was going to be rough because the last 3 years of Van's life... he has been terrified of Santa Claus, and even last year was just very hesitant, very side-eyeing his mom.
I'll take your present, but I'm not sitting on your lap.
I don't want to be anywhere near this giant red nightmare. And this year, he was so into it.
He was like, oh, hi, it's Santa. Look, Dad, it's Santa.
Hi, Santa. Did you bring me a present, Santa? Like, he's like the stereotypic kid now with Santa Claus and was all into it. No look in his eyes or notion that he thought I looked, or that he was suspicious that it was me. which made me very happy.
And maybe your only year of that.
This is probably it. Next year, he'll start.
Be like, you look familiar.
Yeah.
Where's Pops?
I'm honestly surprised he didn't fall for it, to be honest, or didn't call me.
The present was worth it to him. That's what it was. He's like, you have something for me?
Got him some Spider-Man. What did you get him? You gave it to me to give to him, but it was like a Spider-Man Gwen Stacy thing. It's based on that Disney Plus show.
What's it called? Really fun.
Spider-Man and his Spider-Man, amazing friends or something.
Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
Anyway, so that went really well. But then it's his sister's turn.
She was not happy.
And as you guys know, she does a lot of this these days. No. And last night, she couldn't have been more.
She didn't just say no. She was freaking out. Like, why is mom making me sit on this guy's lap to get a present? I don't care about the present. Get me out of here. And just was not happy.
Completely freaked out. And then when I got up to say goodbye, I'm like, goodbye. And she goes, bye. And I said, can I have a hug? No.
She didn't want anything to do with you.
Yeah, she was kind of pissed. So that went just as well as you'd want it to. That's what I kind of wanted out of that. We got video of it, of course, and that was all fun. I might post that somewhere. I don't know. But she was screaming bloody murder. I kind of like it, though, because it means that she's feisty and will fight for what she thinks. She's like,
it's true.
She is not one to back down or to freeze up or just to sit there and cry. Like a lot of kids will just cry, right? And reach for a mom or something. But she was like actively like putting me in chokeholds and like
pushing. Yeah. Like, no, get away from me. Don't talk to me.
Don't come near me. You're scary. I don't like you. So I got to wait until she's four and then
we'll see.
She'll be all in. But by then her brother will have had it figured out, I think. But anyway, that was super fun. I liked that a lot. And I usually don't.
Yeah.
To be honest, I usually kind of hate it. All these years I've been doing it, I kind of hate it usually. Because usually it involves a bunch of adults and other people at like a family Christmas thing. And the adults are on my lap asking for stupid stuff. And it's a big joke. And I hate that. Hate it. Hated it every time we did it. But when it's little kids, it's freaking great.
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun to see.
Yeah, I liked it.
Doing that for so long. I remember when your grandmother sat on your lap and she was like, well, let me tell you how good I've been this year.
Was that my
Grandma Wilson?
Grandma Wilson.
Grandma Dolores.
That would have been 97 or so. She died in 98.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was always down to clown. She was cool, Grandma.
She was fun.
Yeah. She used to sit and play the cocktail version of Pac-Man with me.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd sit on one side, I'd sit on the other. My dad had those arcades. And she'd just sit and play and play and play. And sometimes she'd just keep playing. We'd be off doing stuff or Thanksgiving's over. You know, everyone's just chilling out, watching football or something. My grandma'd be in the other room playing.
She's still in there.
Playing Mooncresta or something. I always thought that was so cool because no one's grandma did that. You know, they're all living in a different time.
She was cool.
She was way cool. She should still be here. Nope, she'd be 100 and...
A lot.
12 or something now. I'm not sure that's something you want to wish on people getting that old. None of your stuff works.
She'd be like 120.
Really? Hold on. She died at 80.
Carter's 26.
She died at 89, right?
No. Not 89.
I thought it was 89. 80 something.
Do you mean 98?
She wasn't 98. No. The year 98. Oh. But she died at the age of 89.
She was like 83, 84.
Oh, I thought it was older. Well, anyway. So let's say she was 84. Now let's do the math. 2008, that would have made her 10 years older, so she'd have been 94.
No, she died in 98, sweetie.
What?
She died in 98.
That's what I'm saying.
Not 2008.
Yeah, no, 10 years after 98.
Math is not going to go well here.
No.
Just
10 years after 98 is 2008, right? Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. So in 2008, she would have been 94, right?
Something like that. I don't know exactly how old she is. Yeah. Anyway,
my point is you can't make her be 300. All right. It's not possible. The only other real problem this year, we didn't really experience ourselves because my illness came and went before Christmas. But and that was like 8 days, but it was like 8 days before Christmas. Everyone I know is sick. My mom is sick. John's sick. We have nieces who have COVID.
Yeah,
I have a bunch of friends who are sick. I think Dan's got the bum flu.
We're going to call it that.
The bum flu. Well, I asked him, I said, he says, I got the flu. And I said, oh, no, do you have is it the chesty kind or do you got the bum flu? And he wrote back and said, the bum flu. So anyway, a lot of that going around this time of year. And I'm a little surprised all these bullets have been dodged by you and others. I thought you'd have had one of these by now.
Nope.
The kids were sick.
I've been
for a
really
while.
Careful. I wash my hands a lot.
Yeah.
I use hand sanitizer in every store I go to.
Yep. You hold your breath everywhere you go.
I kind of hold my breath when I talk to people. Like, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, I kind of do when people are talking to me.
I guess the current COVID variant's real bad. It's like nasty.
I don't want it.
I know. I don't want it either.
Trying to be really careful, especially since I am babysitting.
Yeah. Plus, we're kind of due, right? It's been a year and a month since we had it. So,
yes.
You know, I only ever want it once. I'd like to be done. I would like it none at all, but, you know, I knew that wasn't going to happen. We'd eventually get it, and we did.
Yeah.
So we've had our time. Let's be done with it forever and never worry about communicable diseases ever again. I'm sure that's a reasonable thing to expect for the rest of my life, is no more viruses.
Being sick ever.
Yeah, ever. Mm-hmm. Ever again. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't barfed since 2005.
That's because you won't throw up. You could have many times.
I hate it so much.
It would have made you feel better.
I know. You're right. You're never wrong. I just can't. My body won't let me do it.
Wait, hold on. Say that again.
You're not wrong.
You said you're never wrong.
I said never.
You did.
Okay, really?
Thank you.
I can go back and listen and
see if
you're lying to me or not. Just kidding. Anyway, it all went good. Other than people being sick, it was one of our best years, and I'm glad for it. Although I'm grumpy today. Can you explain that?
I know. I don't know if it's because you've had a little time off that you're grumpier than normal. You're just kind of like, ugh.
Grouchy. Don't feel like getting anything done, even though I have stuff to do. Even Kim this morning, she's like, we had to do a skim today. I'm like, yeah, we do have to do that.
Yes. And it's fun to do.
It is. Of course it's fun. Once I do it, it's fun. It's just that
once you're there, yeah.
I'm just having one of those days.
And that's okay. Everybody needs those days.
Like Limp Bizkit once sang about, it's one of those days. Remember that? Remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Good. I'm glad you remember that song. Yeah,
but I just feel like, I don't know, maybe I just need to play some games, or maybe I just need to, but nothing
you
sounds good.
You probably do need to just either chill out or read or something that's less screen in your face.
Maybe I'll read, even though that's on a screen.
Well, it's a little different still.
Yeah, it's a liquid paper screen. Or not liquid. What's it called?
Liquid paper screen.
E-paper. What do they call those? E-ink. That's it.
Okay.
Because it's a Kindle. Kindle's e-ink.
Well, pull out a real book then.
Oh, gosh. What are you asking me?
And then you won't even have that.
You know what
Maybe
I could do?
Maybe it's good to not have your face in a screen for a while.
Someone sent me a cool book on, what was that? A bunch of art and
oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. Just lounge in the...
It was Mike.
Was it Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Paculik?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that guy. I haven't shown
such
it.
Cool gifts.
I haven't shown it on the air yet, but I will TMS next week. Probably just put some pictures around too. But he sent me a 3D printed bust of Tio Salamanca from Breaking Bad. And it's him making that face he'd make in his wheelchair when he's all pissed, hitting his bell. It's amazing. It's so good. I think we might paint it, you know, right now it's kind of pink. It's like a big pink thing, but I don't know why I deserved that. That was the coolest thing ever to get that in the mail.
That was very cool.
Yep. Between him and Brian Ibbett's rad Furiosa sculpture thing here. Look at her watching over us, making sure we're okay.
Look at her watching over us.
Dude, she'd save us. If we were Immortan Joe's wives, she'd come get us. She'd pack us into the underside of a war rig and take us all the way to wherever she was headed, the green place, I guess. Anyway, see the movie if you haven't seen
it,
folks. Quick note from our friends at Factor. Oh, man, Factor. Love these guys. So here's the deal. I want you guys to get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. We'll get into the hassle in a minute. All right. Before we do, anytime they ship me anything with pork in it, it's amazing. I mean, all of them are good. All right. We had some really good vegetarian meals. We've had some amazing stuff with chicken, beef, and other things in it. But the pork one that comes with that cheesy sauce.
It's a pork chop.
It's a pork chop. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. And it's 2 minutes to heat it up. Not frozen either. It's just in the microwave. 2 minutes. Done. Serve. Eat. That's what I love about Factor. And that is the one I love. Anyway, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered straight to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. Like I said, no prep, no mess. They are America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. Factor can help you enjoy nutritious and convenient meals. You will save time. You'll eat well. You'll stay on track or get back on track. I don't know where you are in your life. I feel like I need to get back on track a little bit. With your healthy lifestyle, head to factormeals.com/skim50 and use the code skim50 to get 50% off. These things saved me while you were in Florida. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I was so glad to have them because they were just there and I could just go and it didn't matter what mood I was in. There was something in there I wanted. 2 minutes later, I'm eating like as if you cooked it.
And you didn't eat burgers and fries or hot dogaritos the whole time.
Yeah, or Taco Bell or a million other bad choices, right? I mean, nothing, you know, whatever. We're not talking smack. We're just saying, if you can do this at home and do it healthier and do it with Factor, why wouldn't you?
And 50% off.
That's right. Treat yourself to high-quality, delicious meals over these holidays. We still got the New Year's holiday left, so check that out. Choose from 35-plus chef-crafted meals every week that support a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences. Whether it's calorie smart, vegan or veggie, protein plus, and many more wholesome options. And you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions and source 100% renewable electricity from their production sites and offices. I respect that a lot and really appreciate it. Head to factormeals.com/skim50. Use the code skim50 to get 50% off. That's code skim50 at factormeals.com/skim50 to get 50% off. All right, let's get into some feedback, emails, and the like. Oh, you're going to like this. So Bruce wrote this in. This is an email, okay? Skimshow@gmail.com. He says, I thought you might enjoy this Instagram reel about Hallmark Christmas movies. All right, now that we're done with the season.
You can start making fun again.
Yeah, so here it is. I'm going to play. You're going to hear the audio and see this, okay? We're going to play it for the show here. Here you go.
Is that you?
Chloe Vander Fleming?
Wow. It's good to see.
I had a crush on you in high school.
Yeah, but now you are good looking.
What are you doing for a living?
I am a New York executive and I am having it all.
Okay.
What are you doing for a living?
I chop down trees for people's Christmas living rooms.
Oh, so you have no money. He is broke.
No, he isn't.
What?
He invented the internet.
Wow, now I am attracted to him. I came to chop trees with you. I'm even wearing gloves.
Wow, you've shown me that you're not just a cold, calculating, materialistic New York girl. You've showed me that you know that love is all that matters.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, Chloe, look in your jacket pocket. It's a surprise.
A wedding ring. Of course, Steve, I will marry you.
All right, it's this. If they have it kind of down.
Okay.
They nailed it.
Now. What the hell?
That is pretty much it, though. What you couldn't see on the audio is that he's wearing, what do you call that? What do you call that?
Plaid.
The plaid. He's wearing like a plaid shirt.
Of course
shirt.
He is, because they're all wearing plaid.
Yeah. And she's just, you know, taken by his manly outdoor ways. Mm-hmm, and everything ends up great at the end.
All right, then.
Did you?
Thank you, Bruce.
Did you know?
Move along.
Did you know that there was a... they did one this year on, I don't know what channel it was. It wasn't Lifetime. No, it was Lifetime. It wasn't Hallmark. So it was Lifetime.
Okay.
Lifetime did one that had an actual sex scene in it.
What?
I know. Can you believe it? I'm sure it was tasteful and, you know. But like all of them,
it was tasteful and, you know.
But they never, the other one, the Life or the Hallmark ones, they never do that.
It's true.
They don't even allude to it. They barely kiss on those things.
It's true.
Yeah. They're like, you know, living in the 50s. I love it. No one has sex in their present. All right. Thanks for that, Bruce. That made me laugh. Here's something from Majara. Marjara.
Mariah.
Mariah.
Just because it's a J.
Well, look.
Mean you can't say it.
Mariah.
Mariah.
Is that Mariah?
Yeah. It's just spelled differently.
I don't need
with a
lot for Christmas. Anyway, Mariah Carey says... In a previous Skim show, Kim asked about recipes for the holidays. My family is Polish, and for as long as I can remember, Christmas Day activities have varied, but Christmas Eve is all about the Wigilia Supper, a 12-dish meatless meal that starts after the first star appears in the sky. There are quite a few activities and dishes that are considered part of the traditional celebration, such as
Pierogies,
borscht, mushrooms in a cream sauce, fish, poppy seed cake, and more. She says meatless, but isn't fish meat?
It's pescatarian.
It's kind of meat, right? Well, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Just know nothing with feet.
Yeah, nothing. Well, whatever. I pronounced her name Maraja, so what do I know? When I was young, I hewed very close to all the traditions as my grandparents had celebrated back in Poland. But as the youngest generation began to become teenagers, we put a more modern spin on all of it. For example, replacing the candle in the window, this is to welcome the stranger, with an electric light, which is so much safer. And that's true.
This is true. I wouldn't go to bed with the candle lit.
Less fire hazard risk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It says, a few years ago, I took over providing the fish dish and replaced our traditional white fish with a honey dill salmon.
Wow. That sounds good.
Though I noticed my mom still microwaves some fish sticks just in case. Oh, my gosh. This is a big gathering of extended family plus friends, plus those who need a place to go so the kitchen can get very crowded. As a result, I went with a recipe that let me cook fish on a grill and reduce traffic in the kitchen. I'd love that whole story. Isn't that nice?
This All of that. This is lovely.
Yeah. That makes me wish I had a Polish background, because that's awesome. She then posted here a gigantic recipe that I'm not going to read
gigantic.
Here.
Well,
it's pretty big.
That looks all right.
It explains where she gets the salmon fillets, how she makes them, how she prepares it all, how long to cook it. I'm going to make everybody go to our Discord to see this. Okay. So you guys can get this recipe and try it for yourselves. So
but honey dill with all the other things in it. Oh, that sounds
good. It sounds really good. So go get it. It's over at frogpants.com/discord. Just look for the skim group and you'll find it. I'll put it in there as soon as the show's posted today. So watch for that recipe going up. And huge thanks to Mariah for sharing that with us.
Maybe it is spelled different. I mean, maybe she pronounces it differently, but I think it's Mariah.
It's not Mary Jaw.
I don't think so. But I could be wrong.
She ends things with, I hope you enjoy this alternative to turkey. Thanks so much for sharing your lives and your family through your show, Mariah. Well, you're welcome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for the awesome thing. Kim, you should make this.
I should make this. Yeah, we'll do it for the first.
Honey, dill, parsley.
We didn't do turkey either. We did a jambalaya for Christmas Eve.
It was really
which
good.
Which is a yearly thing. And then the charcuterie. We changed it up a little bit.
Went to our friends, the Sanders, and we had a whole bunch of fingery food over there, plus the jambalaya you made.
Plus soups.
Yeah.
Tons of desserts.
And Darren got me a Yeti brand. Can you hear that?
Reusable mug.
Reusable mug that keeps stuff really cold or hot, depending on what you put in there. And boy, does it. The ice in this thing lasted like 4 days.
Crazy cool.
I should probably change that more often than that, but... Anyway, big thanks to Darren.
Depends on what you're putting in there.
One final one here from an anonymous person. This came to us via text. Excuse me. It says, just listen to the new Skim show. I'm reminded that starting in Christmas 2020, the wife and I get Chinese food for Christmas dinner.
Oh, cool.
That's fine.
That's great.
Yeah. A little Christmas story vibe.
That does remind me of Christmas story.
Yeah. Except maybe the racist sing-along. But other than that. It's good. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think if I did this where we get food from somewhere for Christmas dinner. Would you want to go the most opposite of Christmas? Because Chinese feels a little opposite of it.
I think just good food and eating it together. That's all that matters.
Yeah, we're not talking about Panda Express or something.
No, it can be anything.
Right.
I think for us, it would probably be Thai food.
Yeah, Thai.
I know that's one of your favorites.
Yeah. We found a new Thai place we like. We should say the name.
Is it the Thai Better?
Is it Thai Better?
Mm-hmm. I think that's it. The one down the street?
Yeah.
Yep.
Thai Better. Very good. Although I'm convinced they're putting sugar in their stuff.
I think it is a little bit sweet.
Yeah. Because like the Tom Yum I had was really good, but I could tell it was sweet and I'm trying to avoid that. So I don't know if I can do that again. But maybe that's why.
You went to Thailand and you liked that one.
Thailand was awesome.
It's a restaurant called Thailand.
Land. Space land, right?
Yeah. We didn't go to Thailand.
That was also really good. Their Tom Yum was good. So was their drunken noodles. And then you had
the yellow curry because I was sharing with Van.
Yeah. He liked it.
And he loved it.
If a 4-year-old can eat curry, so can you.
And just like chili verde smothered burritos. We'd eat that and be as happy as ever.
Sounds good.
Just because I think it's more about eating what you love, whether it is a family recipe, whether it is something that you bought. Mm-hmm. It's more about who you're with and and how you're celebrating the day.
Yeah, that's true. And if you get a chance to have, you know, time with someone you care about and then eat the kind of food you like together, is there anything better than that?
Nope. I mean, and sometimes it's whatever you do every year just because you started there.
Yeah. So don't go to Panda Express. Go go somewhere else.
Maybe that's where they went on their first date, and then you're just going to get that.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to give fine. I don't want to give you crap for that. I mean, the first place I ever took Kim was a Greek place in a mall.
Greek.
Das Greek
das
to me.
Das Greek. Yeah. Yes.
Das Greek to me, it was called. And you got we got Euros, and it was in the kind of basement of this old mall that doesn't exist anymore.
It's true.
They tore it down.
So weird that it doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah. They burned Paradise and put it in a parking lot. No, they actually made a way nicer shopping center.
Yeah.
It's just, I still have fond feelings for that place, though. I miss it. Anyway, that was our first date, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
that was our first date.
You got here that day, I think.
And we went to eat at...
And we went to...
What to Greek
called?
Food.
What was the mall called?
Crossroads.
Crossroads Mall. Oh my gosh. Fellow Salt Lakers, line up and remind me why Crossroads Mall makes you feel nostalgic.
That or Cottonwood.
Cottonwood was awesome. We spent a lot of our early married years in Cottonwood. Also torn down.
Yeah.
And nothing ever got put there. Still, condos
there's
now.
There's like apartments or condos.
Lame.
So weird.
I got to go out there and see what they did because I have only seen the empty land a bunch of times. But that was the place we would go early to get my PlayStation at 4 a.m.
Yep. Stood in line many times in that mall.
Software Etc. was my...
was your jam.
Was my kryptonite. and then we'd take the kids. They'd be in strollers. It was always fun at Christmas. The Sbarro Pizza was there. My dad had an arcade in that mall when I was a kid. To have it all be gone now? Lame.
It's all right.
That's what the fart sound
it's okay.
means. It's lame. All right. Foodie for the week. Now, I don't know what you want to talk about, but I like your breakfast casserole a lot. And I know a lot of people do it, and it may sound basic, but
it's very basic just because it's simple. But it is fun to have on Christmas morning because it's really easy to make. And I don't even do hash browns in mine. I do tater tots because they're already pre-cooked and pre-seasoned.
I mean, they're basically
with
hash browns.
Scrambled eggs and cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all it is,
that's
really.
That's all it is.
But it's so good.
I put a little bit of sour cream and mayo and milk in there with the eggs so that it kind of makes it a creamier thing so it's not super dry.
How long in the oven? How long do you cook?
It was probably 45 minutes.
That,
because the tater tots literally went in from a frozen bag of tater tots.
Mm.
It's whatever's easy on Christmas morning because I have way too many things to do.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody was happy with it. So that worked out great.
A little bacon on the side, some little silver dollar pancakes.
We got any more of the casserole or did the kids take it?
I finished it yesterday.
You finished it. Jeez. There was a lot left. How did you finish it?
No, some of Carter's friends had it too because they came over later for the fire pit.
That's right. They watched...
An angel get taken.
What's that called? Jimmy Stewart finds...
You make fun of that every time.
Oh, I hate how she does it.
It's a wonderful
life. It's a wonderful life. She doesn't have to be so annoying when she says, and
every time I'm building, me.
Assume that girl's still alive. She's probably in her 80s, but she's around.
Maybe.
I wonder if you ever go to her house and go, I brought your laundry.
Every time that laundry comes, an angel gets angry.
Anyway, we didn't, I felt like we got behind on our Christmas classics watching. So we didn't see some of the ones we usually see, but we did watch Merry Little Batman.
We did that one instead of
what were
Christmas
you do?
Vacation.
Was it Christmas Vacation? Yeah.
Which we
gonna,
didn't see this year, which
I know.
We still need to see.
It's weird that we
it's
didn't
so
do
fun.
It. Yeah, it's a good time. But I liked that little cartoon.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
Everybody liked it.
It's on Prime, which was weird because Max has all the Batman things, but for whatever reason, they pushed it over there. And it was a delightful little thing. Everybody should have their kids
that
watch
be
it.
That's a new Christmas favorite around here.
Yeah.
And so it'll be added to the list that we may not get time to watch.
Yeah.
It was every year.
It was really good. If I only had one complaint, it's a little long for that kind of a thing. I think they could have done an hour.
For a kid, it would be a little long.
Long for a kid.
Yeah.
That's it, really. The rest of it's just kind of delightful and funny and cute. And
really cute.
Kind of sweet in the end. It's good. That's it. That's the show today.
And that's the show for the rest of the year.
And that's all she wrote. What do you think of the year 2024 going into it? What do you think about that?
My goal this year is to learn to make curry. Really good curry base so that I can then change it to whatever kind I want.
Oh, we were talking about that couple.
And I've tried it. Yeah. A couple of recipes did not go as well as I hoped. I remember Scott like, no, this isn't my favorite. I want to get good at it.
Yeah. I think you can.
I will. I will.
Who was the couple that came to the party the other night? They had experience in this.
His name's Brian Adams.
Brian Adams. No, not... Was it Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking it was Darren and Ruth Ann's friends. It was Brian Adams.
It was Brian Adams, not Brian Adams.
The singer known for All I Need From You, I Get It From You. What is it?
Different guy.
It's not the right song.
He said that his goal in 2023 was to learn to make curry, and so he has figured it out. So he's going to help me out and send me some recipes.
Love it.
We'll try it. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out our favorite kind and have hopefully a base in the fridge all the time to make it, you know, like once a week.
Weirdest thing is his son, I got to know when he was about 10, or maybe younger even, 8 to 10, when I first moved here, and I taught a class he was in. And then he comes to this Christmas thing the other night, and he's 17.
He's like 6'2", 17.
Yeah, regularly dating a girl that was also 8 to 10 in that tiny class. They're adorable, and I love them, and I was so happy to see them there.
That was fun.
They seem to be okay, you know? Like, the kids are all right.
Kids are doing all right.
Yeah. The future's okay, you guys. We haven't effed it up so bad they can't fix it, I think.
There you go.
They can sweep in and, you know, do some good work. Anyway, that is going to do it for today's show. And our last show of the year.
You guys have been awesome sending in all your...
Yeah.
Emails and phone calls, and keep them coming because next year we need to hear from you a lot more.
That's right. If we do a show the first week of the new year, well, guess what we need? Emails and calls. Here's where they come. 801-471-0462. That's the number you can text or voicemail, or you can send us an email at skimshow@gmail.com. All of this is linked over at frogpants.com/skim. So if you'd rather just go there, you'll find all the stuff you're looking for, or just Google Skim Show or any of that and you'll find it. Patreon.com/frogpants. If you want to throw a couple of bucks our way, it helps out a lot and is a great way to support the show and other stuff on the Frog Pants Network. I think that'll do it. Kim, anything else you'd like to say to these people?
Have a great rest of your year.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope you have a fantastic rest of your year, as small as it is. We only have, what, 4 days? Five days? Something like that, yeah. Something like that. So use it like you mean it, okay? And clean up after you're done. And we'll see you guys next year.
See ya.
Bye.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.